Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zakas of New South Wales, the number two city in the Australian continent. We go now to the reptile report. It's bad enough that they have venomous snakes that you will certainly have a bad day if you don't get to the hospital within an hour. One, of course, is the eastern brown snake. Then there's the great eastern brown snake. Another is the red-bellied black snake. There's the boa constrictor that will just starve your trusted poodle of oxygen, and otherwise is harmless, lives in the attic. Only mouses. Good heavens. However, the Australians have so accustomed themselves to snakes, reptiles that try to kill you, they've invented words to describe them. I'd say that the way they invent words is to make them not hostile, but making them more funny than anything else. Jeremy, I go now to the report about new dictionary words in Australia. What is a murder noodle?
Yes, John. Now, let me introduce you to the murder noodle. This is quintessentially Australian. Basically, what a murder noodle is any venomous snake. And honestly, John, the way that we've come to call it a murder noodle is literally the venomous snakes, they'll kill you and they look like noodles. It's just that plain simple. We like to keep it simple here in Australia. But this is interesting because murder noodle has been around for many years. It's almost a term that we've held deeply here in Australia. It's a very, very Australian thing. But the fact that it's now recognised by the Macquarie Dictionary, which is one of Australia's leading dictionaries and authorities on words, is fantastic. So honestly, John, everywhere I go now, I'm going to be looking for those murder noodles around my feet.
There are other Australian. Notice it's the Macquarie Dictionary. That's not one I'm familiar with in the U.S., and I'm sure they're not familiar with it in London. Australians are inventive with their language. So we moved to another one, another term that's now in the Macquarie Dictionary, a Gendy Nooch. What is a Gendy Nooch?
A Gendy Nooch is a gender-neutral person. So basically you can replace gender-neutral in any sentence with Gendy Nooch. And, I think in some ways, John, if you haven't listened to the turn of phrases, it's almost like a leftover of Cockney in the Australian colonies that we've somehow managed to continue to keep alive and turn into our new words right now. So when you're talking about a Gendy Nooch, you're talking about somebody who may be gender-neutral or something that might be specifically for a gender-neutral person.
Gendy Nooch. I'm not quite sure how they got to it. Do they sit around and have drinking sessions and come up with these terms? Who invents them? Is it collective?
Well, actually, yes. No, that's an interesting story too. I've had I've been lucky enough to speak to somebody from Macquarie Dictionaries in the past, and apparently it is submitted by people. Just regular citizens in Australia can submit terms and slang phrases that they would like to include in dictionaries. And then it's put out to the academic community, namely people who are involved in cultural studies and language, and goes through a process whereby they look at the use of the word, just how widespread it is, and if it's a widespread slang term, a slang term that's turning up in, I guess you could say, formal documentation around Australia, it's considered for real application in the dictionary. In this case, Gendy Nooch is apparently quite heavily used in Australia, so it is actually an Australian term. So, and honestly, Gendy Nooch, it is just us shortening words again. So Gendy instead of saying gender, Nooch instead of saying neutral. It's a very Aussie thing. We like to keep our words short.
All right, more fun. There is a term called tiger toast. You know what this is? Toast with a topping of Vegemite and a strips of cheese. What is Vegemite?
Well, Vegemite in itself, John, is a whole another ballpark. Vegemite is basically, if you imagine a very thick sort of paste that is black, it's very salty, it's a yeast extract, so it's basically a spread. It's like, I guess it's very similar to Marmite in the UK, but it's much stronger, much saltier, and it is something that here in Australia we're brought up on as kids. So Vegemite and cheese on toast is something as kids we just eat, we slather it on. I know the rest of the world tends to hate it when they first have it because it's got a very strong taste, but Tiger toast is something our parents did for us. What our parents used to do was get the toast down, put the butter on, put the Vegemite on in earnest, so huge globs of it, spread it out, and then put strips of yellow cheese across it so it actually looks like a tiger. And for us kids to get us to eat it, they call it Tiger Toast, but it's actually made it into the dictionary, which is fantastic. So a part of my childhood's brought back.
All right, now this one I favor, Password Child. You don't have to guess, I'll tell you. This means if you have siblings, there's always the suspicion that mom and dad like one of us more than anybody other. Any other of my brothers and sisters. A Password Child guarantees that you're so important to your parents, they use your name in their password. And so they, that would be the firstborn. Jeremy, what position are you in your family?
Well, I am actually the firstborn, so I am the password child, yes. I can say.
And you're talking to a password child. And we didn't earn it. We didn't deserve it. We're just password children. Now, one more word here. This is fun. This is the reptile report. We don't want to get away from murder noodles, but this is fabulous. No way you guessed this. Nothing. This has to do, let me get a hint. This has to do with class, all right? What is a COZIE LIVE? COZZIELIVS, as in COZIE LIVES. Pause, pause, pause. A lot of guessing going on. Okay, drum roll, Jeremy. What is a COZIE LIVES?
It means cost of living, or otherwise known as being bougie. So this is the way that here in Australia we say that someone's being a bit bougie. We just say, you know, they're being COZIE LIVES. So very Australian again. And, I mean, it does take many steps to figure out exactly how we came to the root understanding of what that definition is. But it effectively is cost of living. And look at it, COZIE, shorten the word. Well, actually, it's expanding the word cost there. And LIVES, just shortening the word living, we get COZIE LIVES out of it. So if I'm saying, John, your COZIE LIVES means you're just bougie.
Right, so here comes a COZIE LIVE munching on his tiger toast and he steps on a murder noodle. Okay, Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales. Time for my cricket lesson because I don't know cricket very well, but I know trash talking when I hear it. There's 8 months till the Ashes begin and already the English cricketer commentators are trashing Australia. Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales, Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.